Arsenio Hall. All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us every Wednesday from now until the end of time.
Yes, yes.
And he is going to perform.
Like a radio roach.
Yeah.
I'll be the last thing here.
Every Wednesday, man. I was looking for you today, by the way, at Topanga Plaza.
Yeah, I was over by, Panda Express, where you get the good orange chicken.
That one's always filled. There's always a line at Panda Express
at Topanga
Plaza.
You probably couldn't see me. There's probably a lot of tall chicken aficionados, and you couldn't see me beneath that crowd.
Do you still call it Topanga Plaza?
No.
You call it Westfield.
Right? Yeah, because I learned it more recently, see?
Oh, I see, right.
I just got hip to the whole mall culture. You know, it's all new for me, Tim.
Yeah, I ran into Arsenio a couple months ago at the mall there, and I always look to see if you're around.
Okay.
You know, never have like, you know, ice cream or something with my daughter. I went to the Apple store today because I'm tired of getting viruses on my computers, on the PC, so I want to get into an Apple, into a Mac. Everyone else is into it. Might
Microsoft
as well, you know,
must
jump
love
in.
You.
Oh, boom, boom. So I'm there, and a guy named Dan helped me out at the Macintosh store.
He's good.
It's great because they don't hard sell there. You know, it's like you look around.
And they don't have to. It's the coolest place. You know when I knew something was up? There are no doors.
Oh, yeah.
There
right.
are no doors. It's like, whoa, I'm on another planet. I'm in a whole another ionosphere.
Yeah, it's weird.
And it's beautiful. Oh, there's a black one. There's a white one.
Yeah, and I get have four computers up there where my daughter can sit there and play the computer while I check them out. It's great. I think I'm going to go that direction.
The little stools, she sits down.
Yeah.
Those they
little,
got
little,
you, man.
Round ball seats, and she enjoys that.
And you can do everything that you can get. I can get my computer. They also sell my phone. The little thing I have on the plane that has all my music in it. What do the kids call it? The iPod. Everything right there. I bought some drawers there one day. You can buy extra large Hanes.
Jeez.
With a little apple on the leg.
I think I'm the only guy. Do you have an iPod, right? Or an MP3 player?
Yeah, but I use my PSP mostly to listen to do that. But yeah, I do have an iPod too.
Randy,
wow, how old are you? 12? A PSP? Wait, did he say?
Homie, I'm into video games.
You have a PSP?
Yeah, I play music on it too. You can store like 8 gigabytes of song.
And you got an iPod, right, as well?
Yeah, I have an iPod. I've had an iPod since they came out originally in 2001.
And Gina, you got one too? An iPod?
Gina. Oh, I have one too. I have two. I have a Nano and I have a Shuffle.
Is that right?
Yeah, they're so cute.
I'm the only guy on the planet that doesn't have an iPod.
Oh, we got to get you a Shuffle at least.
Yeah, I got to listen to the iPods, man. All right, if you got yourself an original story or original joke, preferably an original joke.
Yeah,
Arsenio Hall
on.
Is
going
to perform it in his act, and I don't know if you're going to give credit to the guy or not. But
Oh, yeah, you got to. Otherwise, you're stealing his joke.
Okay.
You got to say, this is a joke. A guy, a listener, 97.1, he gave me this joke, and it's about Rob Lowe, because Rob Lowe drew a happy face on his penis and showed it to the nanny.
Okay.
And here's the joke, allegedly.
Right. All right, but the best joke tonight, before 11 o'clock, Arsenio is going to incorporate into his act, maybe one time only, unless it works, then you'll keep it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I'll give him a couple $100 for
Look
a good
at that.
Joke,
wow.
Know? Should we give him premises, or should just Google USA Today and look up topics, you know? And
it's got to be, try to make an original joke. There are some original jokes out there. Still.
Like, for instance, during the commercial, we have two TV monitors in here. I looked up at one, and Queen Latifah was doing a Jenny Craig commercial. And it was bizarre. A few
Jesus
minutes later,
Christ.
On the right, there was a commercial, and she was the voiceover for Pizza Hut. And it was just like, you know, it was truly one of them things that make you say,
All you know. Right. All right. Here are the phone numbers, everybody. 520-9710. And your original joke is going to be incorporated into Arsenio's act. And he's going to record it and play it in the next week or so whenever you get out to the Comedy Magic Club with Jay Leno. How often are you out there, by the way?
You know what? I go down there some Sundays. Jay's down there on Sundays. I go other nights, but, you know, Sundays you can go down there and do 5 or 10 minutes before Jay goes on.
Right.
And it's cool. You know, no pressure on you. You don't have to draw nobody. Jay, you know, gets you plenty of 400-year-old women.
Yes.
You know, to laugh at my little humor.
All right. 520-9710. 888-520-9710. Let's talk to a David in Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 Free FM. How are you?
Hey, Arsenio, how's it going?
Hey, dude.
What do you got?
Yeah, I got an entire routine for you.
Let's just hear one joke.
Okay, you're going to need the music playing behind you, but it's an entire gay version of that song, Aquarius. My name is Ralph. You got to act it out. You know, might take a little writing, but it's brilliant.
Yeah, well, we're looking for you to do the writing, dude.
He's selling the premise.
Yeah.
You know, he's like
a dime a dozen.
There's a piece of bacon. Go.
Yeah. Animation for adults. Anybody? All right, let's talk to Chris in Burbank. You're on 97.1.
So this is a quick story. It's true. I just heard it the other day.
That's the best stuff. True stuff is the best stuff.
Exactly. It was at the bank. These two tellers were talking about a previous customer they had. And the one teller said that she was finishing up this guy's deposit and asked if there was anything else he needed. And he responded, like what?
You know,
Not bad.
I almost said
not
babu.
Not bad.
You almost made me say babu. Almost made me say babu.
All right, Robert, you're on 97.1 Free FM. You got a joke, dude? Robert.
Oh.
How about,
you know,
Matt?
What? No, it was a Marley Matlin reference.
Yes. Matt and Pico Rivera, you're on the air.
All right. I got a joke, and you guys could try this too. It'll probably work. All right. A guy's in a bar, and he tells the bartender, I want you to put a shot glass 15 feet away, and I bet you that I could pee in that shot glass, and I won't miss. And he's like, all right. So he starts peeing, and he starts peeing all over the place. And the bartender is laughing it up, and he's just having a good time. So the guy pays him, and then the bartender says, hey, you just lost $500. Why are you still smiling? So the guy says, you see me smiling.
Mm. All right. Very original.
Are you serious?
Yes. Mm.
Tim, I got to get me one of those polygamy compounds.
Man. Yeah, just move away and get 8 wives.
Yeah.
19 kids. Yeah. Enjoy yourself.
I would still come here on Wednesdays, though.
Good. Okay. Well, you need to get out somewhere. Get the hell out of there. How about them taking those kids away from them, though? Did you see them?
Yeah.
Yeah, kids are now at the state.
Did you see a lot of hot ones?
No.
Yeah, you know.
Did not see anything hot coming out of that.
In my mind, you always envision that it'll be like one of those Tyra Banks, you know, model shows. You know, it'll be America's top polygamy models up in there.
Well, and when Hollywood does the movie, it will be.
Ooh, yeah. See,
they should have Polygamy, the movie. I'd go see them.
You know what? You're so right. There are going to be a lot of Victoria's Secret models cast in long dresses.
You bet.
With bad hairstyles and glasses. But they're going to be fine when they take the hair down and take the glasses off. You know? Polygamy.
Yeah, and George Clooney's the big dad, cheese.
I want DreamWorks to do this.
All right, let's talk to Brian in the Valley. Brian, you're on 97.1.
Why is Beyonce to the left, to the left?
I don't know.
Because black people have no rights.
All right. George in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1.
Hi, how you guys doing?
Not
Love
bad.
Your show.
The last caller tried to offend me, and he actually made me laugh. And you know what that is? Rolling Rock.
There you go. Well, Rolling Rock makes makes it easier in comedy clubs.
Yeah, you know, I just think I just discovered something. Okay, we can get back to the callers.
All right. George in Garden Grove, you're on 97.1.
Penguin's driving across country.
The what?
His penguin is driving across country, and he starts having problems with his AC unit right about the time he gets to back Baker out in the middle of the desert. So he goes into the gas station and says, hey, man, my AC's out. He says, well, it's going to take about 3 hours to fix. He says, well, I'm a penguin. I'm going to die out here. It's midnight. It's 100 degrees. He says, well, go across the street to the grocery store and hang out in the freezer where they keep the ice cream. I'll be back in 3 hours. So while he's waiting, can't stand anymore. He goes, damn, I'm jonesing for that French vanilla. And he jumps in the ice cream and gets it all down the front of him, comes back across the street and says, hey, is my car ready yet?
Get somebody in here that can calls horse races.
And he says, what's wrong with my AC? He says, well, looks like you blew a seal. He goes, no, this is vanilla, man. I don't know any seal.
Jesus Christ.
All right. Janelle on the 118, you're on 97.1.
It's a tough business.
Oh, man.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
This is about Kobe and his alleged rape and that... you know what they say about black men, how well endowed they are.
And as Johnny Cochran said, if it don't fit, you must have quit.
Hey, Tim.
Jesus.
You think
Christ.
She writes a lot?
I don't know.
when did that
That's
happen
a
to
real
Kobe?
Tough
when,
setup, man.
Imagine
yeah, was it 9 years ago, 8 years ago?
I walk on stage and do a couple of Jimmy Carter jokes and then that Kobe joke. A
couple Michael Jackson jokes. And ladies and gentlemen, Jay Leno.
You know why he wears that one glove?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Ooh. Eddie and Corona, you're on 97.1.
Hey, long time. First time.
Hey.
Okay. Why couldn't Helen Keller drive?
I don't know.
She's a woman.
he made me laugh.
No, it's not bad. Yeah. It's not bad.
I got a feeling that maybe I've heard somebody do that joke.
Yeah, like a million guys. All right, thanks, Eddie. Johnny in Long Beach, 97.1.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, what's green and smells like bacon?
Oh, man. Josephine in La Mirada, you're on 97.1.
Hi, do you know the definition of a bachelor?
No.
That's a man that hates every bone in a woman's body except his own.
Ah, all right. That's not bad. Thank you for calling. Nothing yet, ma'am. Still early, though.
But now, was that an original joke? Have you heard that?
I haven't heard that one yet.
So she's writing. You know, that's what I like about her. She's writing.
It is really good.
Wait, she's still there. Hey, Bill in West L.A., you're on 97.1. Oh, ba-boom. Everyone's too scared around here. It's 10 after 10 o'clock. Why do you have to dump that? It's at 10 o'clock. 10:15. Jesus Christ. Brian and Silmar, you're on 97.1.
What's up, fellas?
Hey.
All right, this 40-year-old guy comes home from a long day at work, and his girlfriend's sitting, waiting on the couch for him. And he walks in the door, she says, "Hey, you know what? I found out today you're a pedophile." And he says, "That's a pretty big word for a 12-year-old.
God almighty, man. Let's talk about sports again. All right, let's do Mike in Baldwin Park. You're on 97.1.
What's 3 hours long? It sucks.
Dump left? We've used it all?
I don't think you've... I think I know where this guy's going with this one.
I know, but
no
but,
beeps, no whistles, no nothing?
I know, but there's... How much is left on that dump?
There's 20 seconds left. You can do it.
Okay, all right. All right, no, because I don't think, you know, because if these guys call up with these jokes, there's got to be more than 20 seconds left. How much is left now?
There's still 20 seconds.
20
seconds? I think he was going to say the show, though.
No, I know he was going to say the show, but the other guy who used the F word.
Yeah, you dumped a full 20 seconds. You hit it four times.
Is that
this
a record?
Is real tough.
Is that a record?
No, it's not. I think the record is the whole thing. I think how many were you, a minute and a half in delay?
A minute and I think like 5 seconds. But if you dump it all the way, then the callers like get locked out.
Oh, they do?
So the whole station shuts down.
All right, an original joke, folks. Please don't lay any of this old crap on us with Michael Jackson or you know, Helen Keller. Or O.J.
Grab a newspaper. Like, today in the paper, there's...
Something happened recently.
You know, the 18-month-old child that was forced to smoke marijuana? Did you read that?
No.
Is
that right?
In the paper today. There's a lot of good stuff in the paper, man. There's this polygamy thing. There's...
There's a lot of crap going on.
Yeah, there's stuff going on. Yeah.
All right, let's talk to Jay in Burbank here on 97.1.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what do you got?
Well, you guys were talking about the polygamy thing, and I was watching, I think it was the Today Show, and the mother, and she was like, "I just don't understand why they took our babies away. I mean, are you serious? Why they took them away? You know? They got them marrying these older guys, 14-year-old kids marrying older guys. Why are you taking them away?"
And then the punchline is, "Are you serious?"
There's no punchline. I'm just saying.
Are you
saying.
Serious? Yeah.
Well, then have an effing punchline. How about that? I'm going to tell you a joke. There's no punchline. Right.
It's called a speech.
Jesus Christ. I got a joke for you. Well, what's a punchline? Well, it's not going to have one. But
okay. Well, then we'll get you a podium.
Oh, Bob.
That's a speech.
But, you know, he's like that character on Saturday Night Live. where he, you know, he pulls out the newspapers. He's going to do his commentary on the news.
Yes.
Like, oh, they took away the kids from the polygamists. Ooh, man. Wow. Can you believe that? Wow. Wow. Unbelievable.
The guy... Are you serious? He put the kids in the hot dryer, Tim, and the dryer was turning, man. What's funnier than that setup?
All right, folks, your favorite, not your favorite joke, an original joke. Try to have something original.
Now we got something the Maytag repairman can do. We got to get them kids out. Yes, yes.
And Arsenio is going to incorporate it into his next stand-up act, which might be the next week or so.
I'm going out just for this.
Out of the Comedy Magic Club.
I'm going to do a few jokes in front, then I'm going to do this joke, and then I'm going to do a few jokes after, and I'm going to get
off.
It's
over, man. All right, 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall is with us live on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, there's lipstick on my mic. There's like, this is Heidi's mic in the daytime,
I think.
Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, I think this is Heidi's mic. Because it has.
Actually, I think that's Frosty's mic.
Oh, well, that explains that even better.
All right. Arsenio Hall is a stand-up comic, and he is going to do a stand-up
Come out of retirement and do my little shtick, do a routine.
At the Comedy Magic Club.
Yeah, I was going to go down there, and I was going to include a joke for my listeners.
Unless they're all as terrible as the first segment. All right, an original joke, an original line, an original thought. 520-9710. And then Arsenio will incorporate it into his act, and he'll record it.
That'll be fun.
Play it back on the show.
That'll be a lot of fun. Who produced this segment? This is good.
This is great production.
This is good.
Jerry, fantastic. Dude. Great work. Jerry Gomez in there. All right, Saul in Long Beach. You're on 97.1. Saul.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Saul.
So how old are you?
25.
All right.
Okay, so what did one tampon say to the other?
See, that's why I don't go out with younger women.
Oh, babo. Heather in Long Beach, you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. I have a good one.
I hope so.
You have a husband standing in front of a wife, naked, and he says, honey, look at my dynamite body. She goes, well, too bad it has a 2-inch fuse.
Hello. That's not bad. All right. Thanks, Heather. Not bad. Small penis jokes. Those work, huh?
For me. Hey, man, there was an article today, a lady named Maria Garcia. She robbed a bank, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She makes her little note, you know, to say, this is a bank robbery, give me money. She writes it on the back of an application that she had forgot to turn in for a job. So everything on the other side of the bank robbery note, you know, took them right to
name,
her.
Name, address, social security number.
Everything.
Have you ever been convicted?
Yeah, it's all there.
I am now.
Gender.
Jesus Christ. All right, let's talk to Kevin in Woodland Hills or Hollywood Hills. You're on 97.1.
Hey, how do they keep the little girls in Arkansas from getting pregnant?
I don't know.
They take away their grandfather's Viagra.
See, I just knew a Clinton joke was coming.
Yeah, it's a Viagra joke, man. Jimmy and Tarzana, you're on the air.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Would you like to hear a original Michael Jackson joke or a original gangster rapper joke?
How about the gangster rapper
joke? Okay. Anyway, Frosty, Heidi, and Frank, they were talking about a coloring book that came out that featured gangster rappers wielding knives and everything, and some parental groups were opposed to it. You know, so I called in and I said, you know, this is nothing new. I said, I have an old coloring book from about 50 years ago that features Frank Sinatra and Tony Bennett putting cement shoes on Bobby Darin.
How'd that go over?
Oh, they liked it. Well, okay. Frosty and Heidi liked it. I don't know if Frank, I didn't hear him laugh.
It might be an easier crowd during the day. Ingrid in L.A., you're on 97.1.
Hi.
Hey. Hi.
This can't be good.
No, it can't be.
All right, what do you got?
Okay, I heard it earlier. What does a gay refrigerator say?
A gay refrigerator?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Apparently, don't ask, don't tell. Some type of...
I want another punchline to that. Did she tell you the punchline to that?
No, she didn't.
What does a gay refrigerator say? I'd like to know the punchline. You know it, Randy? What is it?
You know, she heard this on Lycus today. It was, you know what the noise a gay refrigerator makes?
What?
It farts when you pull meat out.
Hey-o!
Oh, man.
You got to dump that other joke, but not that
don't
one?
Don't you have to dump that?
That was on Lycus at 5 o'clock.
But you dumped one that was tamer than that.
It's a weird system, Jerry.
All right, Darren and Irvine, you're on 97.1.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right,
hey. Good. I got a joke. If you hang in there, it's punchline's totally worth it. This guy walks into a bar out in the middle of nowhere, desolate bar, shady-looking people in the bar, sees a cowboy hat on the table with about $800, $900 with the 20s on the table. He goes up to the bartender, he's like, well, you know, what the hell is all that money on there in the cowboy hat? He says, oh, well, he's like, you know, nobody's ever done this before. He says, but, you know, you see that biker guy at the end of the bar? He looks over there, sees this guy, big, huge biker guy, tattoos, one tooth. He looks over there, he's like, you know, you got to knock that guy out cold. You got to cold cock that guy and knock him out. He's like, you do that, then he's like, you see that 94-year-old lady sitting there in the big overstuffed chair over there? He goes, well, you know, you got to make the old woman, you know, you got to give her the big O. Yeah, so he said, you got to do that. Then he's like, you hear that pit bull over in the back of the bar? You hear pit bull raging. So it's a pit bull's got an abscess tooth. You got to go over there, you got to pull out that pit bull's tooth. He says, you do all three of those things, you get the $800. He's like, nobody's ever done it. So the guy says, oh, okay. You know, so he sits down at the bar, has about himself 7 or 8 cocktails, gets real wasted, you know, gets up about an hour and a half later, walks over to the cowboy hat, puts 20 down. Everyone in the bar kind of goes, oh, wow, oh, my gosh, you know. So the guy, you know, wasted, stumbles over to the biker guy, cold cocks him, knocks him down out cold. So everyone in the bar is like, okay. Then he goes into the back where the pit bull is, and he's back there with the pit bull. You hear them, you know, going crazy. The pit bull's barking. Everybody's going nuts. They can kind of see the door flying open. They see him running around in the back. Then all of a sudden, like about 45 minutes, the guy stumbles out of the back room, and he's wasted, bloody shirt, clothes all messed up, and he says, all right, where's the old woman with the abscess tooth?
I'm just so tired, man. I'm just... Ooh.
Hey, Darren.
Yeah.
You get a 1 month suspension from this show. Penalty box. 1 month. Get out of here with that goddamn joke. All right, let's... we have breaking news here, folks. If you turn on Channel 9 News, there's a hot pursuit in the San Fernando Valley. It looks like it's in Sherman Oaks right now. And we'll get the cross streets for you here pretty soon. But it's in Sherman Oaks. He's going 70, 80 miles an hour. They just crossed over the L.A. River, and they don't. I can't see what direction he's actually going in here. He's wanted for felony evasion at this point, and he is really kicking ass. I'm trying to figure out what street that is. That is in the San Fernando Valley. He's got cops fairly close to him here. He's driving a Grand Cherokee.
Grand Cherokee.
Yeah, look at that, man. He's in an industrial area in Sherman Oaks. It's got to be near Oxnard and Sepulveda, maybe Van Nuys. I don't know.
You know, ironically, the music we had on, the bed that was playing, was perfect for this chase.
Him and another one above that helicopter to assist in case these guys get out on the ground. If there's more than one suspect, they want to be able to track both of them. And now he's continuing westbound on a side street that we don't know the name of at this point.
Well, we all know that oftentimes these guys, Pat, will head for a neighborhood that they feel they're familiar with.
You know, maybe Channel 9 should consider, I'm going to call Pat, maybe they should consider using this music during their broadcast.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
Another stop sign there. He's
that was pretty fast. He
going
leaned
a little
over
faster
a bit
around
there.
The corner, too, yeah.
All right, we'll have the streets for you here in a second.
He seems to be traveling, and I'm calling him he, in some dangerous amounts of...
Oh, it's in Maywood? They said it was in Sherman Oaks.
Very, very sharp, and this is definitely a residential street that he's on right now. Lots of homes
on either side.
Yeah, absolutely. We're in the city of Vernon now.
Oh, now they're in Vernon. Oh, I see. They said Sherman Oaks originally.
familiar with these streets, so they haven't called him that.
Wow, look at that.
So
David's got a radical accident. All right, it's in Vernon.
Right now, but he has slowed down quite a bit, and it looks like now making an effort even to blend in with the rest of the traffic.
Shutting
as
the lights
slows
off,
way
too.
Down here, but still continuing to blow right through
he's
stop
so
signs
sneaky.
And through all the traffic
signals. He's just so sneaky, huh, Tim?
Sometimes they get these guys get away, though. You know? Sometimes they do. They like run into an apartment building.
You know, I saw a guy run, and he was in a mobile home. You know, and I'm thinking, like, where's
oh,
he?
Oh, yeah, that guy went out remember? To the desert. Remember
and it's
that?
Like, so where's he going, Tim? He's already at the crib. You know, he's in his home. Where are you running to, bruh?
I think that's the dude that made it out to the desert. And he was flying through the desert in a camper, and he was trying to blend in. He's like, well, at least they won't see me here in the Mojave Desert.
I thought that was that guy and the guy running with a tank.
Oh yeah, that was the best in San Diego.
Yes,
that guy was serious, man. And he I was sorry to see that guy get corner hung on the freeway like that. I was watching that live, and I thought, man, this guy's going to go forever. They need to have. And like, you know, the Chinese or the Japanese or the Germans have to come in and get this guy.
I would like to see that turned into a series. Yeah. You know, can't my television 13 do something with that premise?
You know, if I were this guy, I would jump and get out of that car now because it doesn't look like there's many cop cars behind him. And he's only got one helicopter above him. If there's two guys in that car, one of them can get away.
You got to jump out, run into someone's basement, and just immediately start doing laundry.
Yeah, you got to really chill. All right, we're going to monitor this high-speed chase. It's in the city of Vernon. Oh, now the cops are behind him. All right, now they got a cop car behind him. All right, but for a while he had no cops behind him.
No, he just Pat Harvey knew where it was.
Just the helicopter and Pat Harvey.
It was a frightening moment for me as a citizen. Are they in Vernon now? They keep changing.
I know. Now they're in Vernon.
He's driving awful fast.
All right, turn on Channel 9, High Speed Pursuit. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. Arsenio Hall's with us. And we're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
Well, I'm just fine.
A little safer for some of the people on the streets. But, Pat, as you said, he continues to drive at very high rates of speed with his lights off in a residential neighborhood.
The Tim Conway Jr. Show, starring Tim Conway Jr.
It's just the way I roll.
On 97.1 SoCal's FM talk station.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 Free FM. Arsenio Hall is with us.
Hey, hey.
And there's a high-speed chase going on through the city of Vernon and Maywood. And as soon as Channel 9 goes back to it, we'll tell you exactly where that is.
I cannot believe they broke from the chase to show us a Dr. Phil commercial.
Yeah, they're running commercials during the chase. Jesus, I remember a time when they wouldn't do that.
And Dr. Phil, I know Dr. Phil is on tomorrow.
Yes.
At some point.
Dr. Phil, didn't he bail out some of those or one of those chicks?
He is making his stories. He is creating his own. I'm going to bail you out, and then I want you to come right with me to Paramount. We're going to tape an interview. You know, he's like Dog the Bounty Hunter and Gloria Allred in one body.
I'd be pretty pissed if my daughter got her ass kicked and Dr. Phil's bailing the perpetrator out. All right, Channel 9, there's a high-speed chase going on. So flip on your TVs to Channel 9. We're about a minute delay here. But, well, they're going to show the Laker highlights instead of the... this has got to be a commercial.
I understand that they just clinched, but this is wrong. There's a
high-speed chase going on.
There's a man who is running for his life right now in a Grand Cherokee.
Yes, back to the Cherokee.
I can't believe
they're doing sports.
This is disrespectful.
Oh, they're killing us. I got to go to another station then.
This is disrespectful.
Oh, Bobo. Here we go. Channel 11 picked
it up.
All right, Channel 11.
It's not a sister station, but they're doing the right thing.
Yeah, they're doing the right thing. They're staying with that high-speed chase. It's happening in Maywood. The police pursuit is happening in Maywood. And let's see here.
Okay, coming up on Atlantic here, and it looks like
is this guy moving,
through.
Man.
Wow. 97
And that's still Maywood Police Department there following him?
Look at that. He's flying through these stop signs at like 70 miles an hour.
It's still Maywood Police Department that is in pursuit of the vehicle. They're with the assistance of a sheriff's airship that is above. 60 miles an hour here. We're going to once again come up on the dead end of Randolph here as it gets up to the...
He's going
to
make a left-hand turn like he did last time, right? He's probably going to make a left-hand turn in the same spot where he did.
This guy is really moving on Channel 11, man.
These gentlemen... These journals.
Oh, look at him. Oh, Jesus. He hit the curb. He's going to bail out now. Oh, now he's out. Oh, there's two of them.
See you. Go opposite ways. Yeah. Go opposite ways.
They're going to the same way, man.
Split them up.
He's in the backyard of the apartment. Both of them are now in the backyard of the apartment.
These guys have never run from the police together. Clearly, because they would have talked about this. You go left, I go right.
About the dogs that were in the other yard, and you've got officers right there in foot pursuit right behind them. They have to be careful going over that wall. Make sure those suspects aren't armed and don't shoot back
Jesus
at them.
Jesus Christ, right. This is dangerous, right, so man.
Are they still both running? One jumped on that car. There's one.
In there. Okay.
It's interesting that we're watching this instead of Friends.
He's got one of them on the ground. There's one cop handling both of them now. He's got one gun pointed at one dude, and he tackled the other guy. That is some...
Get on your knees, scumbag!
All right, there you get the audio on Channel 11 is great.
I'm sure that's what he would have
said. The other one's under the tree there. They've got in custody.
If he had been Mike.
Yeah. Somebody's getting their ass kicked under that tree.
Yeah, see, that's like old school.
Yeah, in Cleveland, huh?
Yeah, in Cleveland.
Is that the rule on the street?
Hey, man, you know, the rule was if you ran, that's your ass when we catch you. And we're going to catch you. And you know, since there's no cell phones and no digital cameras, that we're going to get you and no one's going to see us kick your ass. That was the rule. Don't run.
Right.
Don't run.
All right, now, if you're looking on Channel 11, there's a dog there, too. That doesn't look like a police dog, though. It looks like just a dog that happens to be in the yard.
You know what? I think that's McGruff. Is that the crime? No, that's not the crime dog.
My dogs are not in.
All right, turn on the audio up on Channel 11, dude.
Run out from that area, so we assume that it has indeed happened, that they have arrested that guy.
Yeah, certainly they've got him in a very tight perimeter if he still is in that tree. Once
arrested
again, that's
that
an
guy is code for whipped his ass under those trees.
They only had two officers down there in that yard. So you get some
they arrested that guy. Whipped his ass because the trees was blocking the helicopter camera shot.
So this chase started about 10:30 in the Lakewood area. It ends here in Maywood. Kim, that's Maywood PD down there?
Yeah, it's Maywood PD. It sounds like they've got some assistance here from Bell PD as well. It's sounding like also that there may have been a third suspect that may have jumped out of the vehicle late with the front two.
Are you serious?
Both the driver and the front passenger.
You see that dog there? Looks like just a neighborhood dog.
One that may have jumped out later after these two guys.
I watched a high-speed chase that just ended on Channel 11.
The dog was so comfortable with that arrest.
Now, here's the end of it. They're showing it.
Slows down, bails right there, the driver. Then you see the passenger bail out, and Kevin telling us now that possibly a third suspect there. All right, the suspects take off running through this housing area.
Now, there's
they
a moment.
Actually merge at
there's
one
a moment
point.
When you see the dog come into the shot, and the dog's going to say,
over there, he's over there.
But how stupid are these guys? They run the same direction.
Here you go, here you go. Oh, finish. This may be to protect that. Give him an opportunity to go in another direction.
We see the officer pause at the wall. That's typical because they don't want to go over that
that's
wall.
That's your ass if you go into the tree. Wow. Don't go into the tree. The camera can't see. Oh, there's a little bit more time to get ahead.
Once again, you've got one officer there in the backyard.
That's your ass under that tree.
Officers separate like that for officer safety purposes.
But you have that light overhead. That sure helps.
It helps to let other officers know where you are, but if you have to go hands-on with that person, it's still just one officer and potentially two suspects in that backyard.
Well, that goes to show you how scary that job is.
All right, gang, that's it. The high-speed pursuit is over. Ended on Channel 11 a couple minutes ago. And I'm sure they'll have highlights of it tonight on the CBS News on Channel 2. But that was pretty cool, man.
Speaking of high, you pretty much have to be high to run from a helicopter, right? I mean, come on. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, you got
to
be. Well, you know what? If there's three guys in the car, when that when that car stops, you got to go three different directions.
Well, that's a rule.
You know?
That's a rule.
These guys ran in the same direction. What do they think was going
to
happen?
I think they're new to group crime.
Oh, man. But don't you learn that as a kid?
You really do. I feel like these guys are from another planet. These guys are criminals from Uranus. Because on Earth, we know you go north, east, south.
Right. Yeah, you move.
Yeah.
All right. We got to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to John and Jeff from the John and Jeff Show. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show. And if it's Wednesday, that means Arsenio Hall's with us. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.